And yeah, that was included, so I'll get those out to you. Just let me know once it, or yeah, you didn't vote, right?
Yeah, yeah. We just.
Oh, you did.
We voted to adopt it. Yeah,
okay,
done.
All right, then you're I will done. Send those out.
Yeah, send them out, Jason.
Takes about a week to.
Think else has taken so long. You just couldn't believe how fast that.
Yeah, that was a little too.
Last part.
Yeah. So they take about a week for them to press, and then I'll mail them over.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason.
I don't think you guys need me for anything.
Appreciate it.
We don't. Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason.
Take care, Jason. Talk to you soon.
Safe travels, Jason.
Yep. See you.
Thank you.
How many pages are there?
So it's 66 and 571.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, it's all in there. See you guys.
Secretary's report.
Thank you. John DeFable from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation reported that Lopa Township will be reimbursed $1,687.64 for winter traffic services for the 24-25 winter season. Brian Snyder sent a notification from PennDOT District 44 regarding the planned closure of Wilson Hill Road in Delaware Township. A 2023 dump truck is available for $109,900. This correspondence is from East Trout Road State College, Pennsylvania. Jeffrey Roebuck from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation sent an invitation to the equipment show being held on July 31. At Lazy Brook Park. I received a schedule change from code inspections. Pocono 3C is celebrating 6 years of success and measurable impact. I received inspection reports from the Pike County Conservation District for several lots in Milford Highlands, Minnesink Court, and Fire Tower Road. PZET sent information about the regional forums. I received the summary of county and local municipal tax revenue as of July 1, 2025. The Pike County Assessment Office sent the results of the appeal hearing held on June 26, 2025. I received a car wash request from the Boy Scouts for August 16. It will be included on the agenda for the next meeting. That's all.
Thank you, Shauna.
You're welcome.
Okay. Under my roadmaster's report, I forgot to mention, I had received a phone call from Matt Ostenberg, Pike County Commissioner, that they are seriously thinking about closing the bridge on Constitutional Avenue for pedestrian traffic only.
How does that work for the residents of Greenwood Hills?
Well, they'll be able to go in there. They just can't drive through it. Greenwood Hills is before the bridge. We'll all have to come off 209.
So all that traffic would only be able to go on 209. They would not be able to go
out by the Shell
through
station.
Town.
I had quite a conversation with Matt about it.
You're talking about the bridge between, right? Between the Shell station and Madonna's place.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's full access from either side.
Right. They actually went down there and cut the weight on that bridge on a Saturday.
Down to pedestrian level?
No. They lowered the weight limit down to 29 ton.
So obviously the county owns that bridge.
They own that bridge.
And there is this, was this done suddenly for an emergency reason?
All I had was a phone call from Matt, and I discussed it with him that I wasn't in favor of it. Number one, because it's going to make it hard to plow when you come around there. That means our trucks have got to back out on 209 to plow that. And I brought that up to Matt. He says he'll be sending a letter to us. I explained to him, I said, 29 ton, that takes a tandem truck. So if it's safe for tandems, why do you got to cut it all the way down to pedestrians? He says, well, how about tractor? And I said, Matt, I've never seen a tractor go across it.
What prompted the county to make this decision?
They're doing their bridge inspections.
So is that indicative of the fact that the bridge inspection didn't go well?
They're claiming it needs $500,000 worth of repairs, minimum.
But the $5 per person.
Well, that goes at
fee on your registration is supposed to be to help fund the county owned bridges. How many bridges does the county own?
About 20, maybe more. They own one.
How long ago was it they repaired that bridge? Was that 15, 20 years ago?
So.
I don't remember ever doing any major repairs.
They did some major repair on the footings of that bridge.
Yeah, they did some repairs on the footings. But this is just a phone call I got from Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be getting a letter. He said he was going to have the engineers look at it more because.
Did they take action to make it pedestrian only?
No.
They're considering it.
The only thing they've done now is reduce the weight limit from unlimited weight to 29 ton, which is 58,000 pounds, which still covers the tandem truck and the garbage trucks.
Wouldn't you think they would just make it for only car traffic? Close
local traffic only, or?
Yeah.
Something of that nature would make much more sense. I mean, you'd effectively be closing it for the fire truck.
Yes, fire truck would have to go around.
I think that we should consider sending the county a letter.
I was going to ask that, but I would rather wait until we got the letter from the county, the official letter.
But they've taken action already.
They've reduced it down to 29 ton, which only affects tractor and trailers.
Okay, so the action that they've taken thus far, all right, so.
Reduced the weight limit.
They just reduced the weight limit.
Perhaps, given that there's still 3 more weeks left till the deadline, it might be a good time to make a motion to send a letter of support for any application the county might file for the multimodal program on behalf of repairs to the bridge.
That one there, you're creating two no outlet roads without any type of turnarounds.
Right.
Well, when you think about residents of Moon Valley, you know, I'm sure that a lot of them probably use
the
that.
The school bus goes through there every day. The school bus goes in there.
So,
in and out.
Yeah, I would make a motion to send a letter to the county and ask them if they will be applying for multimodal in CFA or PennDOT for repairs to the bridge, and indicating that we would be happy to provide a letter of support for both of those applications if they're going to apply to both or whichever they intend to apply for, but that we would hope that
they would make fixing that bridge a priority.
That they would make every effort not to eliminate residents and necessary service oriented traffic from using that bridge, as long as it remains safe to do so.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I just think they're creating a dangerous situation with truck traffic.
I'm sorry for my ignorance. Where is this bridge? Where is this?
Behind the Shell station.
If you go behind the Shell and make a right. If you go towards town, after Bennett, right?
Yeah.
Right after Bennett, you can make a turn there. That's Constitution.
Constitution happening, yeah.
So the bridge on that road.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
Constitution Avenue Bridge.
I
really don't have a name for the bridge that I know of.
Yeah, well, it's the only one on Constitution Avenue,
right.
I would think. So.
Right.
I just had a question.
Yeah.
I just read this letter that Shahana referenced from Code Inspections. Does this mean you're not going to have any office hours here?
Yep.
And if you want, the Milford resident can go to Dingman?
Yep.
On Tuesdays from 1 to 3? Okay.
Yeah, remember, that's from the office. I'm sure he'll do appointments.
He did say, I think in the letter, did he not, that he would do appointments?
Yes.
Okay.
So, folks will need to schedule an appointment.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify it.
Okay, moving on. Did the public hearing, zoning officer position, application review.
Mike did text me that he apologizes. He's not going to be able to make it tonight. But he did show up for the last meeting because he knew it was an ordinance. and I've gone over everything with him. He's already using the same program for permitting that we use. He's been doing it for 5 years up in Blooming Grove, 2.5 years up in Border. He knows what he's doing. I have full confidence in him.
So what's your position on it?
For the benefit of the press and the public, Mike.
Mike McCaffrey. I would make a motion. Now, I want to make a motion to make him the zoning officer, but Sean's still going to be involved in zoning because he has to finish up the stuff that he started. So would that still leave him as an interim or an interim assistant? Tony?
I think you can appoint Michael a zoning officer with the understanding that Sean's going to complete the applications he's presently working on as the interim officer.
Okay. I wanted to know how to word it.
Yeah, because the only ones I'm aware of are the two that we've mentioned already, the DEP.
Yeah, those two, and he's got about, I think, three more smaller ones that he's been reviewing.
Okay.
All right, so I'll amend the motion that we make Mike McCaffrey the zoning officer with Sean Bowles, how did you word that?
Interim.
Interim zoning officer on those items that he's currently
interim reviewing. Zoning officer on the items that he's currently working on until he finishes.
What would be the rate of pay?
I was going to say.
The rate of pay was $15.50 an hour. And we are going to take a look at the zoning and go over the fees and stuff because we have discussed that in the past. So we'll take it. Once he gets there, he's going to take it on the way it is and then work towards maybe a better plan.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And Mr. McCaffrey was a great assistance to me when he was in Blooming Grove and cleaning up a property that had many, many tires on it.
I'd like to get him involved in sewage.
Okay, this
down to five people.
All right, next, Fidelity and Crime Coverage, H.A. Thompson proposal.
Well, this is just coming back because we had tabled it months ago and asked for it to be put back on here.
I think we just I don't think we need it. I'll make a motion to remove it from the agenda.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Thank you.
Oh, we didn't get a second. That's right, I thought you said second.
I didn't hear a second.
Bob, are you
what was it?
He made a motion to remove the crime coverage from the agenda.
Okay, I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Planning for the 250th anniversary celebration, proclamation.
So the America 250 group has been asking all municipalities to adopt resolutions in support of promoting the semi-quicentennial.
Semi-quicentennial.
Thank you. And we have an example resolution. Let's really fill in the blank. I would make a motion that we adopt this resolution, obviously, with the Milford Township blanks filled in.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
She has this already.
She's got to retype it. Okay, we suggested specific defective ordinance declaration with Andy. We did that.
Could we back up 1 second to the other part of that was community engagement committee. One of the first action items in the plan is to have an open house, and the county had asked us about doing something for the parade for the America 250 anniversary parade that they're going to have next year. Folks have asked about whether we could have a community yard sale, a touch a truck kind of, community events. And I think we should consider talking about creating a community engagement committee.
I think we should invite everybody. I've been saying it for years, and invite everybody down for coffee and donuts and get everything rolling from that. And that we did that in Shoal, and that was always very successful. The community did come out for it. I'm not saying ours will, but hopefully they will.
Free coffee and donuts.
Was there a particular timeframe that you thought worked well in Chihola?
We generally did it like after dinner, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, just for even an hour and a half.
When would that be?
What?
When would you have that?
We'd have to pick a date.
I'd like to include Planning Commission members.
Well, generally everybody. That's the way I always planned on it. Supervisors planning, even zoning hearings.
In terms of picking a date.
I'll pick a date.
I'd like to consider it in the context of the Planning Commission.
Yeah, because it's not easy getting a date with everybody. So.
We often do in August, which is coming up faster than we'd like to admit, or September, the annual EMS recognition, which we've done in the past. Perhaps we could coordinate those two things and that.
Bear in mind, August 8th to 15th, I'll be away.
Perhaps we should let's see, our September meeting would be moved for Labor Day, the first meeting. Perhaps we could adopt the resolution at the second meeting in August to declare September to be the recognition month and then have the event.
I think that sounds good.
Is it going to conflict, do you think, too much with back to school stuff? At that point?
No, school will be back. School pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Once school gets back in and all the parents are busy running around to back to school nights and all the other stuff that starts up.
But even if just one parent came, because the kids are home, whether they're school or not school at night.
Yeah, that's true.
So as long as one parent can make it, generally that's what we found would happen. Sometimes they'd have somebody, the older kid would watch the younger ones. Because this is not a long event, and we just want to get the feel for it and get the discussion going on getting involved with the community.
You want to do it on a night, or you want to do it like a Saturday morning?
I think Saturday morning might be a good,
yeah,
a good opportunity, and probably work better for us.
Yeah.
Something like maybe 9 to 11 or 9 to 10.
Yeah.
I think Saturday would be better than a night, mm-hmm. especially when we're going into September, because it should
be
darker,
earlier
too in September.
So all the folks don't come out at that point.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday might work better, especially since we do have a lot of seniors in the township.
What do you think, Dave? What do you think would be a good way to get a community engagement kicked off?
It's a good idea what you're going to do. I think Saturday morning's better than evening.
Okay.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Sort of what
Free
I was thinking,
beer.
Bill.
Too early.
The brewery's outside the township.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, so let's see what the planning says.
All right, bring up your planning commission meeting.
Yep.
No date yet, Tim.
No date.
Just a Saturday. Okay.
Be determined.
A Saturday in September, it sounds like, is where we're going.
Okay.
Building.
Morning's good because I don't know if I got a gig at night.
That's true.
Okay, moving on. Building code officer schedule changes. We've received notification from our building officer that he will not be here having actual office hours. If someone needs to meet with him, he'll be in Dingman Township. I think it's Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday from 1 to 3.
Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 3. But you can set up an appointment with him and he will meet with you. And request for a car wash fundraiser. Gate.
I'll make a motion to approve Gate's request for the car wash fundraiser subsequent to the usual conditions.
I'll second that.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed.
Gary, you kind of breezed over because I took you back a step. The suggestion of the specific defective ordinance declaration that we discussed at the beginning of the meeting.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to table it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should table that.
I make a motion we table the suggestion of specific defective ordinance declaration.
I'll second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. Anything else under public participation?
Yeah, Rachel, you know, it's been about 5 weeks or so, and I apologize for asking this question, but can you just talk a little bit about the EIT and maybe what your thoughts are on this? What maybe some alternatives are, if you guys are in need of more revenue, and you know what the next steps are, you know, if you're going to be bringing the public into a public meeting, you know, that kind of thing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I would say that Milford Township hasn't started drafting their budget for 2026 yet. And as we do that, we'll have to look at all the opportunities and the processes for developing the revenue that we think we need.
Do you have continue reviewing everything, though.
Do you have any idea, you know, if you didn't choose the EIT, I'm just throwing this out there, you know, what some of the alternatives are to increasing the revenue of the township?
There are a number of special real estate tax designations that the township doesn't have right now. And the township is not at its cap on real estate tax. So it's not the only place that the township could go to get any additional revenue that we might need when we do our budget.
Where are you on the millage in terms of the cap?
We're at 12 and we're allowed 15.
We're allowed 15, but also we're allowed certain special
special
tax designations that can be specifically done. For example, we don't have fire tax. Although we have no requests that would be specific to create a fire tax, if the township were bumped up against its limit on regular real estate tax, the money that it designates now for the fire department could be shifted over. The same with we have no debt service debt service tax. We have no fire hydrant tax. We have right. We don't have any per capita for EMS. We don't have any of those additional taxes that some municipalities levy at this point in time.
Okay. Bear in mind, the most important thing is taxes weren't raised here for, 12 years? And with the cost of living going up and up and up and up, we can't afford to stay at where we're at. That's the reason for it. It's not looking for money. It's we kept it at a bare minimum for so long, that just can't be done anymore.
The only problem with all these extra taxes is it hurts the elderly. Where the EIT tax does not, because it's not under.
And there's some
because Social Security,
recapture.
Right, Social Security tax is not taxed under EIT, nor is capital gains. So a lot of what retirees.
Your normal retirement. So.
Right, what retirees receive out of their.
With all the special, all the other special taxes.
Yeah.
Will hurt the elderly.
Real estate taxes.
Real estate taxes.
Yeah. What, there's Westfall charges a per person employee tax.
They do.
Yeah. Westfall's got.
So.
That's at what, 1%? Dollar a week or something like that?
Something like that.
It's 52 hours a year.
For each person who works in the municipality, right?
Yeah.
So back about 5 weeks ago, you said maybe a time for the public to come in and comment.
Yeah, any EIT would have to go through the normal ordinance adoption process, so that would include a public hearing.
Yeah.
So there would be a draft ordinance. In this case, I don't know that the county would particularly review it, but we would be, you know, advertising it. We would have to have a public hearing, which we do on our budget in any case.
When do you think you'll, and last question, when do you think you'll get into the thick of the budget?
Budget usually drafting starts in August, and it usually we have a draft out in October, maybe November, depends on how well it goes, and then final adoption is usually in December.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anything else on the public participation? If not, I make a motion we pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
I will say no as to the $6,500 for Kokosuma, pending confirmation that that is addressed. If it's more than the quote that we were given, we need an explanation.
Okay.
So hold that chat.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So. We got the map, and we got the comprehensive plan.
I only need this until tomorrow.